You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Wendy Longpre, who is Assistant Director of Parks, Recreation, and Arts for the City of East Lansing. Good evening, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great this evening. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, tomorrow is Earth Day, April 22nd. It's the 40th year of Earth Day, and I want to get a hold of you just to promo one of the many, many, many events you're involved with in East Lansing, and it's a volunteer work day. What are you going to be doing tomorrow?
Well, we have a program through the City of East Lansing Parks and Recreation Department, our environmental stewardship program, and we'll be running actually a series of work days throughout the summer. But this particular work day tomorrow begins at 1 o'clock p.m. We are going to do a park cleanup and a cleanup of the Northern Tier Trail. We'll start at 1 o'clock at Harrison Meadows Park, and then we're going to follow the trail and see how far we get.
1 o'clock until when? Until dark? Or until
Well, typically work days, we find that people after about an hour and a half or 2 hours, they're kind of done. So it'll probably go from 1 until about 3 o'clock.
Oh, perfect. And if people want to join in, they just need to show up by 1 o'clock and be dressed accordingly?
Yes. Harrison Meadows Park is right off of Harrison Road, actually. And if you come to the park ready to clean up, we'll have everything there that you need. You'll want to wear long pants, probably shirts with long sleeves, just because you may be off of the trail a little bit and you want to protect your arms. But we'll provide everything else.
Very good. Now, you said in part of the environmental stewardship program, you'll have a lot of different days going along with this. What are some of the other things coming up in this program?
Well, we have a work day next Friday as well. That is with youth from Lansing Catholic High School. They are doing their annual workathon. They're going to start at 9 a.m., and they'll be doing some park cleanup for us. I believe they're going to be working in Henry Fine Park. Then we also have a tree planting in Henry Fine Park on Saturday the 30th with some MSU International students. And we're doing a garlic mustard pull on the 7th in Henry Fine Park as well. So those are just the beginning cleanup days, but that's some of what we'll be doing over the course of the next few months.
That garlic mustard has become quite a pest, hasn't it?
It really is. It's just nasty stuff.
I'm trying to think of a redeeming quality for it. I don't think anything even eats it.
They don't. Nothing eats it, though it was brought over to the United States for use as an herb, and you actually can use it in cooking.
Oh, boy. I don't think I want to keep growing it, though. In order to have that happen, I don't cook enough. I go out to eat.
But absolutely not. That, you don't want to plant this stuff, that's for sure.
And, yep, you don't want it to promulgate on your property either. The East Lansing Parks and Recreation Department and the Arts, I mean, that's a pretty big threesome for you to be overseeing, Wendy. I mean, my gosh, it is such an active department. What are some of the other programs you're looking forward to this spring and summer?
Well, you're right. We do a lot of wonderful things. We just finished taking all of our registration for our softball and baseball programs for the summer. We have our summer activity guide coming out the first week of May, where we'll be advertising a whole lot of summer camps for youth, art, pottery, soccer camps. We have the All of Us Express Children's Theater as part of our program offerings. They are actually doing a real neat activity working with LCC to do a play called War at Home, which discusses the 9/11 tragedy, and so they'll be doing that in the beginning of next month. We then, of course, will have the Aquatic Center opening the beginning of June, and the Hannah Community Center always has tons of offerings as well.
One of the things I think is interesting is the Recreation Passport. Tell me about that.
That is an awesome state program, actually. For all you have to do is you have to check a little box when you register your car on an annual basis. You pay an extra $10 for the registration, but that gives you access to all of the state parks throughout the state of Michigan, and it's unlimited access for an entire year. It also, you can go online, and there are lots of businesses throughout the state that have gotten on board with this program, and they offer discounts to people who have chosen to purchase the Recreation Passport. One of the greatest things, too, about this program is a portion of those funds come back to local governments to help do park improvements in neighborhood parks through a grant program. And so it's just, it's sort of a win-win all the way around with that program.
That looks, it does look amazing. You talked about the activity guide coming out, and we've talked about some swimming and some sports, but there's everything in there, including fitness classes, dance, and a variety of the arts are represented there, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and it's for all ages. We have program arts, recreation, and leisure program offerings for everything from youth on up to adults and seniors. People of all interests and of all ability levels would be able to find something that they might like to try in our activity guide.
And it looks like the kids camp registration, that the camps kickoff June 14th. So now is the time to be taking a look at what your kids might be interested in for the summer and get them registered before it fills up.
It absolutely is the best time to do that, to think through your schedule and kind of make a few calls and find out the sorts of camps that your children might be interested in. We have specialty camps that are offered through our recreation and arts program. And then if you have a greater need for extended hours, more like a child care type of camp, we also offer that kind of program as well through our child care program at Bailey Community Center.
Well, and some of this, of course, Wendy, I got by looking at your website, which is, of course, pretty extraordinary and pretty complete, even in terms of an inclement weather line. I love that. So up-to-date information on events that may have been planned outside, and we live in Michigan, so things can happen. So, I mean, even that is there. What is the website? Of course, I just, you know, Googled East Lansing Parks and Recreation and got there. It's pretty complete.
It really is. We work very hard at trying to keep that updated on a regular basis. The website is www.cityofeastlansing.com, and that's all one word. You can get to Parks and Recreation there. You can also get to all of the different offerings of the city, such as the Art Fest or information about Steam Metro Space or even elections, the meetings of the various boards and commissions. It's all right there on the city's website.
And you spoke to one that, boy, everybody in the mid-Michigan area and from out of state as well enjoys is the Arts Festival, the East Lansing Arts Festival. When does that come up this year?
Oh, I am not remembering the date right. Actually, it is it must be the second or third weekend in May. And I'm not sure the exact date on that. But.
It is always around the 19th somewhere. Let me see if I can get there pretty quick. The third weekend is the weekend of the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. So I'm thinking it's always right around the 19th. So 19th is a Thursday. So that's one of those things they can go check on the website, isn't it?
Absolutely. And they have their own website as well. I'm not sure what the Art Festival website is directly, but I know you can get there through the city website.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy. I think we whet their appetite to take a look at what's happening. And if they want to put on the appropriate clothes, 1 o'clock, Harrison Meadows Park tomorrow for Earth Day to clean up. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I've appreciated visiting with you.
Thank you very much. Wendy Longpre, who is Assistant Director of Parks and Recreation and Arts for the City of East Lansing. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.